Hello, welcome to Morning Manna, May the 30th, 2021. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we can come to you today and continue to study all that you have given us. We thank you for all that we've learned, and as we look forward, we ask that you would continue to fill us with truth and understanding. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, today we continue to look at the 2300 days of Daniel chapter 8, part 2. And the whole title is A Great Prophetic Period, the 2300 days of Daniel chapter 8, verse 2. And of course, we began this section of it, this study, on May the 29th, our last session. And I would recommend that you go back and review that if you have forgotten what we have done. Again, today, the 30th of May, 2021, the title, A Great Prophetic Period, the 2300 Days of Daniel, Chapter 8, Part 2. All right, let's continue. What was to be accomplished at the close of the 70 weeks? Now, here's the thing. Daniel chapter 9 and verse 24 says, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish the transgression and to make sin and an end of sins and to make reconciliation for iniquity and to bring in everlasting righteousness and to seal up the vision and prophecy and to anoint the most holy. Now notice now, they're given 70 weeks, and of course, based on our understanding of prophecy, 70 weeks would be 490 years. That's 70 by 7, 490 years. They're given 70 weeks or 490 years to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, to make reconciliation for iniquity, and to bring in everlasting righteousness, and to seal up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. Now, that's a probationary period that they have been given there. And, of course, you know, the most holy means the saint of the saints. So in other words, to anoint Christ, to come to an understanding of who God is and to be obedient to that God again. Next question. What portion of this period was to reach to Christ, the Messiah, or the Anointed One? Daniel 9 and verse 25 says, Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. All right, so now that's interesting, because the word Messiah means anointed, and Jesus was anointed with the Holy Spirit. So now you're given a lesser period, 7 weeks and 62 weeks. All right? So that's a shorter period than 70 weeks. 62, that's 3, 2, and 7. All right. All right. So now here we see the period is being broken up easily and quickly. The next question, at the end of this time, what was to be done to Messiah? Daniel chapter 9 and verse 26 says, And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off. So it means he will die after 2 weeks, after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off. All right. Next question. How was the destruction of Jerusalem and the sanctuary by the Romans then foretold? Verse 26 continues, And the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood, and unto the end of the war desolations are determined. All right, so we're getting a period broken up here now in weeks or years. Next question, what was Messiah to do during the 70th week? Daniel chapter 7 and verse 27, the first clause says, And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. So now he is making it clear. And the following question, What was he to take away in the midst of this week? And in the midst of the week, says Daniel chapter 9 and verse 27, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. Now that's an important part here. All right, so let's take a look at this again. Ancient Babylon took away the typical service of the destruction of the temple at the capture of Jerusalem. This service was restored at the rebuilding of Jerusalem, but was perverted into mere formalism by the Jews, and was taken away by Christ at the first advent, when he blotted out the handwriting of ordinances and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross in Colossians 2 and verse 9:14. Christ then became a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. And you'll find that in Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 2. Then he established the service in the heavenly sanctuary. The little horn, the papacy, as far as was within its power, took away from the people the mediation of Christ in the heavenly sanctuary, and substituted for it the Roman priesthood, with the Pope as Pontifex Maximus, or high priest. And power over this truth of the gospel and over the people of God was allowed to the papacy because of their transgression. In Daniel chapter 8 and verse 12, we see that also, just as the people of Jerusalem were given into the hand of the king of ancient Babylon for the same reason. Thus has the papacy cast down the truth to the ground and has trodden underfoot the sanctuary and the people of God. All right, so let's pause for a minute as we go back over some of the things that we've just been looking at before. You see, the beginning of the 2300 days, the decree to rebuild Jerusalem, which was 457-458 BC, and we come all the way down to the 70 weeks, and the 70 weeks would have come all the way through, or the 490 years would have come all the way through to the time when, of course, Stephen was stoned in 33 AD. All right? And notice how important this would be, because now you've got an understanding of all of the period that is involved here. All right. Now, as we look at this process, and we see the love of God, and we see how wonderful it is that God in his kindness has given to mankind all of what he needs, he is now given in advance an understanding of how the entire process must work, will work, can work. And you and I need to understand that the power of Daniel chapter 8, indeed the whole concept of the 2300 days, falls in line with all of what God has given us in advance. All of what I just read for you in part 2, the section that we just looked through, is found clearly in history and is divinely given so that we might have an understanding of exactly what is needed in our lives and how we must follow closely in the counsel that God has given to us. There is no other way for us to walk except we walk according to the will of God. And our lives are clearly defined by the way that God has told us in advance it would occur. So let's go over the 2300 days as described in those first questions that we had asked just now. The 2300 days, beginning at 457 BC, when the decree was given to restore and rebuild Jerusalem. And of course, it goes down to 7 weeks, which are 49 years, are measured off to indicate the time occupying this work of restoration. Now that's important. These, however, are a part of the 69 weeks, or 483 years, that were to reach to the Messiah. And Christ was anointed at the end of 27 AD, at the end of his baptism. In the midst of the 70th week, or 31 AD, Christ was crucified or cut off, which marked the time when the sacrifices and oblations of the earthly sanctuary were to cease. The remaining 3.5 years of this week of 30 of reached to 34 AD at the stoning of Stephen and the great persecution of the church at Jerusalem, which followed. Now, we're going to go through this a number of times to make absolutely sure that you have an understanding of what it is we're talking about, because we need for you to get a grip on exactly how this is laid out. What Christ has done here, what God has done here for us, has given us in advance an understanding of every aspect of the prophecy. And as you look at the history, it follows closely every detail that is lined out in what God has given. So let's go over what we did again from the beginning today. The first question, what was to be accompanied at the close of the 70 weeks? 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish the transgression and to make an end of sins. That means you got 490 years to get it together. What proportion of this period was to reach to Christ? That's 483 years. And then Christ would come along and he would do what needs to be done at that point in time. 62 weeks. That's Daniel chapter 9 and verse 25. At the end of this time, what was to be done to the Messiah? And of course, you know what was done to him. He was cut off. And after 62 weeks, shall Messiah be cut off. All right? 62 weeks. All right, you got it now. All right. And how was the destruction of Jerusalem and the sanctuary by the Romans then foretold? Verse 26. And the people of the prince shall come, shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood. And unto the end of the war, desolations are determined. And then we ask the question, what was Messiah to do during the 70th week? He shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And then in the next question, what was he to take away in the midst of this week? And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifices and the oblation to cease. And then we went through a number of issues here. Ancient Babylon took away the typical service of the destruction of the temple at the capture of Jerusalem. And you remember that. Then this service was restored at the rebuilding of Jerusalem, but was perverted into mere formalism by the Jews, and was taken away by Christ at the first advent, when he blotted out the handwriting of ordinances and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. Christ then became a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. Thus he established the service in the heavenly sanctuary. And the little horn, or the papacy, as far as was within its power, took away from the people the mediation of Christ in the heavenly sanctuary, and claimed that he was Christ, remember, that he was the vicar, and substituted for it the Roman priesthood, with the Pope as Pontificus Maximus, or high priest. Power over this truth of the gospel and over the people of God was allowed to the papacy because of transgression for a while. And then, just as the people of Jerusalem were given into the hand of the king of ancient Babylon for the same reason, it was then handed over to the papacy. Thus has the papacy cast down the truth to the ground and has trodden underfoot the sanctuary and people of God. So now you're getting a feel for all of what chapter 8 is telling you as it lays out the 2300-day prophecy and all of what has taken place and continues to be fulfilled. And I don't want you to worry, because I know that I wish I could show you the entire outline of the years here, but we're going to go this over again so that you can get a feel for exactly how it falls together and how it comes together. All right, let's continue a little further here. 70 weeks would be 490 days, as a day in prophecy represents a year. Remember that now. 70 weeks would be 490 days or 490 years. The command to restore and build Jerusalem was brought to its completion by Artaxerxes in the 70th year of his reign. That would be D.C. 457. From this date, the 69 weeks or 483 years would extend to the baptism of Christ in 27 A.D. And the whole period to 34 A.D. when the martyrdom of Stephen occurred and the gospel began to be preached to the Gentiles. Now that would come all the way down to the end of that 490 years that God had given to Jerusalem to get it together. Stop your sinning. Get back to righteous living. And at the end of that time, if you haven't done it, then that would be the end of the story. Before the end of that generation, Jerusalem was destroyed by the Romans in 70 AD. Now, I want you to know that we're going to start at this list next time. And I do believe I can almost hear some of you saying, what? Okay, don't say what. We are going to start right here. I'm going to try to see if I can't transfer to you verbally, audially, something that I wish you could see in actuality so you'd be able to map it out. So the 2300 years would extend from 457 to 1844 AD, when began the great Second Advent movement, which calls upon all to come out of modern Babylon and to prepare for the next great event, the coming of Christ and the destruction of the world by fire. Now that is so beautiful, because now it started all the way back. What year was that when the whole thing started? 457 AD. 457. Yes, that's correct. And so now what you got here in that 457, you've got an understanding of exactly how it started and where it's going to run to. 457 is the year when God says, okay, in 457 BC, I'm going to give you 70 weeks or 490 years to get it together. And at the end of that period of time, then we are going to start to get things more clearly defined so that you might be able to follow it even more succinctly. This particular prophecy is important. It's important because it reveals to us all of what God has in mind, had in mind for us then, and all of what we're seeing now. And you and I need to understand that as our lives are unfolding, we are the children of that remnant church, the beginning of the remnant church, the beginning of that part of the church which began in 1843, 1844. And we are the children of the last movement, the Second Advent movement, the remnant church, the last part of the first part. All right? And when we look at this again, and I'm sure that by the time we look at it a second time, you're going to get a picture that is so beautiful. God in his wisdom and his kindness has given us an understanding of exactly what is important. But what is outstanding about this is God starts this off with saying to the children of Israel, I'm going to give you 490 years to get it together. All of this, all of the prophets that I've been sending you, all of the messages that I've been sending you, you haven't been listening. You haven't been getting it right. And now I'm going to give you 490 years more. This is going to be your final probationary period. You need to get it together. And after that, then he continues to extend in that prophetic period. He describes when Christ is going to be there. He describes what Christ is going to do. He describes also the destruction of the temple and the destruction of Jerusalem and the whole nine yards all the way through. All the way through to the end of the 2,300 days or 2,300 years, which ends with the beginning of the Second Advent movement, which calls upon all to come out of modern Babylon and to prepare for the next great event, the coming of Christ and the destruction of the world by fire. This morning we've had an opportunity to take a look at this, and I know that some of you are still a little bit worried about what you heard and how you got it, but we will get this straightened out for you in our next session. Remember, this has been the second part. We took a look at the 2300 days of Daniel chapter 8. And remember what we said. Daniel chapter 2 gave us an outline of how things were going to be. Daniel chapter 7 gave us a little more information with regard to how things are going to be. But Daniel chapter 8 really got serious and began to give us the details of the number of years involved in all of the activity as it was going to be. We're going to go back to this in our next session. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the blessings that you give. We thank you for the clarity of your word, and we thank you, Lord, that you've given us an opportunity to study. We ask, Lord, that you would help us in our understanding, that we will grasp clearly all that is needed so that we will be ready for the time to come and fulfill that which you have called us to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This has been Morning Manna, May the 30th, 2021.